deeper sense non-violence act.
Episode number 176.
That I don't know.
November. Welcome to Teidorigawa Bookmakers at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Today I would like to tell you what I've been doing with covers. Two different kinds of covers. First, I've been learning more about covers, how to make covers, what they should include, what they shouldn't include. They should have big letters for the names of the book, the title of the book, and perhaps the author's name. Some novels have subtitles, some novels don't, and of course they need some sort of color scheme. I'm not very good at it, and I'm working to get better at it and learn more about it. But I'm also, that's one kind of book cover. That's the book cover that the artist comes up and you see, for example, a dinosaur on Jurassic Park. But the other kind of book cover I'm talking about is the kind I make out of cloth. And I have designs. Now, what I've been trying to do is have a book cover with two or three different colors of cloth, and the seam has to be very clear and cut, and it looks very definite. I've been working on that, so I have three book covers. They're not even covers. They're just scraps of book board and book cloth that I've put together. And the first one is, just a minute. The first one looks like I made it. It's not very organized. The seams between the colors are okay, but it's obviously scraps that I've gotten out of my cloth bin. And the other one, the second one, looks better. It looks more organized. There's, of course, some mistakes here and there, but the transition from one color to the other is clear and cut, most except for one spot. And then the third one is the best. The third one is mostly just blue, and it has the very clean separation between the colors, between the lighter blue and the darker blue, and it looks like I've improved in only three. I have, of course, a lot more to learn about that. So that's my covers. I have three. They're not even covers. They're just scraps of book board with book cloth. And if I ever make a book with them, it's going to have to be Coptic binding because it's only one side, only one board, not even two boards. Now let me tell you what I've been doing with writing. There's two things I enjoy doing is writing a book and binding the book. Now I'm writing a book. I have three books I need to bind, but I'm writing two different books at the same time. Depending on where I am, one's on the iPad and one's on the computer. Now, the one on the computer is called Eating November's Ruins, which is why this episode is called November. Now, Eating November's Ruins is an started as an exercise in writing where you take a random three words or a random phrase or something and you try to work a story around it. This is an activity that is designed to get you started writing a story. Starting writing a story, and then you abandon it, and then you start writing the real story. Unfortunately for me, I haven't abandoned it. Eating November's Ruins started as a man whose wife has just left him. Literally, she's just walked out the door, and he's thinking of murder. And then it goes into his background where he first met her and where they went to school together and they didn't like each other and she didn't like him and they worked it out. And then after junior high school and before high school, he goes off someplace and does some activity. And this story is about the activity he does. And what he has done is he has gone to the Congo River. He's going to go to the Congo River and meet some strange and interesting and violent characters, and then he's going to go back to high school and see this woman again, and eventually he'll become a university professor of English British literature and then change his mind about that and do something else. But the crust, the main portion of this book will be his experience in the Congo. Now, I started writing the portion where he goes to the Congo, and I needed some more information about the Congo. The Congo, meaning the country, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and the river. So I looked up a bunch of stuff, and I learned a lot of stuff, and then I read Heart of Darkness. Heart of Darkness, the basis for Apocalypse Now by Francis Coppola. And I came up with an ending for my novel, so I finished it. No, I have the middle part to do, but I've got the beginning and the end. And the middle part is going to be a lot about Heart of Darkness. Not about. He's going to not mimic or copy, but he's going to do things in the Congo that are similar to things in the Heart of Darkness. Joseph Conrad's novella. So when he gets back to high school, he's going to be in his English class, and on his reading list for his English class is, of course, The Heart of Darkness. There's going to be, in my novel, there's going to be a lot of references to The Heart of Darkness or Joseph Conrad or, what's his name, Kurtz, who is also in Heart of Darkness, and you know, the violence that the narrator of Heart of Darkness sees. So this, my character, who as of yet has no name, will be in his English literature class, and on the reading list will be Heart of Darkness, and he turns to his friend, and the last line of the novel is going to be, "What's it about?" Oh, ho, ho, ho. Funny, funny, funny. It is quite an intriguing novel because I don't know what's happening, and as it happens, I write it down, and then I go back and change it. And that part is interesting to me, and I hope it's interesting to people who listen to it, read it. Hopefully people will read it. So that's the story of Eating November's Ruins, and that's what I've been doing with making real covers, and now I need to come up with a cover for Eating November's Ruins, but I have no idea what I'm going to be doing on that, and I am not a book cover designer, so it's not surprising I don't have an idea what I'm supposed to do with that. The other thing about Eating November's Ruins is the way the book itself is made. You just turn pages as normal, but the pages are askew, or they're like a newspaper, or they're different shapes, they're different designs. They're not straightforward pages, goes in and out. You turn the page and turn the page. There's designs. There's maps, of course. You're going to the Congo. There's a golf course with an alligator or a crocodile. There's the map of the Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. There's a bunch of things that will distract your attention from the actual words. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but that's the way it's working out so far. And that is fun for me too. So basically, this book is fun for me to make, but it's not going to be real easy to read, if that makes sense, because there's going to be violence. There's going to be graphic and very not nasty. Of course it's nasty. Graphic violence, disturbing. It's going to be very disturbing. And there will be a happy, it's going to be a happy ending for the main character, but it's not going to be a happy ending for other people. If you've read Heart of Darkness, you might have an idea what's going to happen to some of the other characters. So the structure of the actual book is not going to be a normal book, and then the structure of the novel, the writing, the style, is not going to be normal. It's not necessarily flashbacks. It's going to be like flashbacks. Yes, flashbacks, but not dramatic flashbacks. And then earlier in his life, no, it's going to be just suddenly there, and it's going to be suddenly in the past, and you're going to have to figure it out. So it's not going to be easy for the reader. It's going to be easy for me, maybe, I think, I hope. Anyway, if you have any idea about what to do for a cover, please let me know. And because this one has gone on along, this podcast, number 176, November, has gone on for all 10 minutes, I'm going to not include a drama, but I will thank you very much for listening to me ramble on about a new book. It's exciting for me. I hope it's exciting for you. If you have any idea about what to do with a cover, let me know in the comments. And thank you very much for listening. See you next time.
That is life. In the past. Now.